can't hear it. You've done that last week. There's nothing you can do to make that tape recorder play. You know what I'm saying? You really would like to hear it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Do you want me to get a little speaker for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So tell me what you're going to do tomorrow. Kennywood. I'm not. It's not on. Just tell me what you're going to do tomorrow. Kennywood.
We'll do games.
Games?
Dad.
Yeah.
Can you put that over there?
What? Oh, because it's too bumpy? No problem. Okay. It's right over here. Okay. That better?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna read my little catalog. You're not gonna tell me any more stories, eh?
Huh?
You're not gonna tell me any Darwin stories, eh?
Wait.
Now, how about real? I know what. Yes.
Could you go get me the...
Are you into golfing, Mark? Yes. Are you into golfing?
Why'd you bring that in?
This catalog?
Yeah.
I just want to see if they get something for Grandpa and Grandma.
What do you want to look at?
Dad? Yeah.
I thought this was supposed to be something nice.
Oh, you mean because I shouldn't read?
Yeah.
If I take this away. Can I just finish it real quick? Let me show you some nice things here.
Oh.
Let me show you some nice things you can buy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'd like to buy some speakers or a little compact disc player?
No.
Or how about a special videotape or
no.
A thing? The transfers or
okay.
Airport X-ray preventer or music anywhere outdoors or in or nylons, doo-wit, bop, pop and rock from Lincoln Hill or Telox Greatest Classics by Matthew. You don't? You sure?
Yeah.
What about golf club?
No.
Tire pump inflator?
The whole thing over.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Videotape?
No.
Sony, your monitors?
No.
Johann Bach, wait, clear your head? No. I know. What's this? Baseball, racquetball, tennis?
No.
Toolkit?
What is it?
Here's a nice one. Toolkit. Would you like this toolkit? It's a nice one. I didn't eat my hungry man yet. I said, what are we going to have for breakfast? He said, I didn't eat my hungry man yet. I would have ate it for breakfast if I had made it up. And he meant I would have eaten it for breakfast if I had woken up or whatever he said. Just a morphological error there on the perfect. I share a hungry man with you. Oh, that's chicken for breakfast?
Not all chicken. It's chicken, corn, and other stuff.
Chicken, corn, and other stuff? I'm not into that right now.
Okay.
I think I'll make some eggs for Mom and have eggs and toast, okay, Mom?
Can? I could keep them.
Girls are smarter.
Can Iron Man down?
You know how
one,
two.
Sure. Is it true?
It's not true. The boys
and gay. Yeah, smarter really.
Collected
yeah.
More points than all the girl groups except for Kia Kia.
Maybe they just weren't as well as motivated.
No, we worked the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, we were.
You think that you were more motivated or smarter?
Both.
Both. Okay, now tell me all about this so that I can take a picture. Should I take a picture from up here?
Here, let me take it. And then
well, no, you should have your face in it.
No,
Mark, no. He just finished setting up that table.
Oh, Jesus.
Mark. I can't believe you did that, but I will forgive you, Mark.
He thought it was a real table.
He really thought it was a real table ready to stand, and now Russell will never get it back.
just impossible.
Mark
Russell ever.
Oh no, Mark. Get
Mark,
that out of
there. Get the glass out of there, please. Orders.
Can we get some G.I. Joe's down?
I want to photograph. Do you want to make the whole deal with G.I. Joe's?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, get the G.I. Joe's down.
Well, that'll be in our second picture.
Okay, get the first picture with just the bass. This is going to be tough for us. I don't think it's ever going to make it. Do you need more scotch tape? You better get some scotch tape.
Anyway, tell me about this thing, would you?
Which one?
The whole thing.
Wait, Dad, I don't need it! No.
Can you tell me anything about BASC?
Bakumian Aeronautics and Science Program.
How do you spell Bakumian? B-A?
B-A. Here, it's on the Bakumian Times.
Aeronautics.
Dad, I don't need any scotch tape.
Space. Space.
Aeronautics and space program.
Okay.
Okay, look. This tube. Okay, it's set up. Here's the space probe receiver.
Okay.
Look. Here.
Okay.
Look in here.
Okay. Yeah.
It'll show you what it's looking at.
Okay.
Space
prober receiver.
That's that big long thing sticking up from the bass.
Come
okay.
Here. I want to show you.
Look inside.
Look in here. Mm-hmm. That's what it's looking at.
Oh, it's like
oh,
a.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like an antenna out of the space prober, which is this big box here. And it says inside space prober, and you can see
receiver.
Signs. And that's the receiver. It's the antenna. Okay.
No, the receiver. Okay, this is a telescope, a huge
prober. It's not just an antenna.
Yeah. And this is the receiver.
Yeah.
It receives
oh, there's
pictures
the receiver down
that
there.
This sends.
Captures and sends.
Captures.
Yeah, and sends.
And this is the receiver.
Okay.
This.
Got it. Okay. And what kind of measurements do they make on the receiver?
Huh?
What kind of measurements do they make on the receiver?
Measurement.
Well, I mean, how do they calibrate?
Calculate.
I mean, how do they calculate?
Measure.
Calculate.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean how they move it?
No, how do they get the exact numbers?
They don't use numbers.
Huh?
Come here.
You mean it just shows, gives a picture? How
it,
do they know?
It follows satellites and spaceships to their destinations.
Uh-huh, and it just does it by magic?
No, there's mechanisms in it.
Oh, mechanisms. What kind
See,
of mechanisms
there, okay,
do you think
there
are in there?
There's controls in here.
Yeah. Well, what
inside.
Kind of, who does
it? And it follows this weird satellite going around the big-headed Jupiter.
Uh-huh. Well,
see?
Do you think there might possibly be some computers in there?
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get
maybe.
At.
Maybe.
That's what I was trying to get at. Okay, so the computers do the calculation, right? And then they send
Ding.
It. And then do they send it to a display screen?
Wait, what do you think the receiver is?
Oh, the receiver is the big display screen.
Yes!
Okay, I got it. Go ahead.
Crazy.
Okay, go ahead. Now.
Okay, the leaders table is like for the United Nations.
Okay.
It's where like all the.
Have you took the picture yet?
Anyway, have we took the picture yet?
Taken. Okay, this room is the room for the space suit. See, Basque suits.
Okay.
Which room?
This closet.
Oh.
Wait, we gotta take pictures before we put G.I. Joe's down there.
And you have the launch for your spaceship or your plane. Look, the launch pad. Look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Here are the main computers which operate the whole Basque thing. Here are the restrooms.
Uh huh.
What are they?
Are they computerized too? Are the restrooms computerized?
Yeah, you type in flush and it'll flush.
Wow, it's really high tech. Would you like that, Mark?
Yeah.
How about type
what,
in?
Wipe and it'll wipe.
Disgusting. Disgusting, I'm sorry. That's not
I'm serious. If
let's,
you type
oh,
in
okay,
wipe,
I'm sorry,
it'll wipe.
I'm sorry I said anything about it. Okay, now let's
look,
get on
look,
to the picture.
I would like one of them, except not that gross.
Not that gross.
Well, look. Okay,
well,
this,
anyway,
wait,
what's
this.
What's that? Yeah, that.
This, use like the pictures from where if people are, if this bass is sending missiles or any boats to their shipping things.
Okay, that's the receiver.
And
from
this is the map, and these stars are where things of ours are. Like
any of your, not meteors, but you call them one of your satellites.
Stations.
Yeah, air stations. Space
what's
stations.
What's the receiver down there for? What does it receive?
Receiver? Where?
No. That other thing you pointed to.
This?
Yeah, what's that?
That's the main computer.
That's the main computer. It operates everything. Here's another computer, which, like.
Mark?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
This is like the main power system, the bass.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's this? What's this?
It also operates the launch. And here, this is another thing. It follows missiles.
You mean a missile tracker?
What? Yeah.
Right here. What's that? Missile tracker?
Mm-hmm. Well, why do they shoot missiles? I thought they were peaceful.
We are, but we'll fight back.
Oh, I see. So it's only defensive missiles?
What happens if you hit the person? Hit a place. Maybe it'll blow up. So what happens to our team?
Yeah, what happens to the other team if they get blown up?
I mean, no, Mark. We already had the war, and it's just points.
Mark, you think of
all we used was points.
They didn't have
this is supposed to be real life.
Okay.
It's just a model.
But the points were given by the teacher. The points were given by the teacher, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's based on how much you've done over the years.
Right.
Over the years.
Creativity.
But no, you see, we've been earning points up to the war.
Oh.
All
and
year.
Did you earn any more once the war started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, do you win if you receive? I did. We finished the computer and we got 300 for that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah.
And then, so after we got 300, we ended up with 2,500.
Uh-huh.
We were like 200, 100 or 200 points below the highest.
Uh-huh. And who was the highest?
We were
seven. Girls or boys?
Yes,
yes. I think the girls were dumb.
No. Okay, the girls are always saying, we're always smarter than boys. In our school.
Yeah, I know, that's what they say.
Yeah, but there were three girls' teams and one boy team. One boy team.
Yeah.
And the boy team came in second. The two girl teams came in third and fourth, and the one girl team came in first.
Okay, I see. So they're not really smart.
So we're not. They shouldn't brag.
They shouldn't brag so much, it's really true. Because some of them didn't do as well as his team. Got it? Now, Margie?
Is there any other boy team?
Have you done anything like this all year?
Oh, yeah, we're just starting it.
You're just starting it?
Mark's
just starting it. Yeah, well, they're getting prepared for next year. Right?
Luckily, next year,
going to be art.
Oh, wait.
Actually, we're just ending it.
Well, what is it that you're ending?
It's almost the same thing.
In Judge World?
We don't have a fight and nobody wins. We just write on a piece of paper all about your thing, all about your country.
Well, you didn't tell us anything about what you were doing. You didn't tell us anything about you. Can we hear about Mark?
Mim,
okay.
I think.
And what does it mean? Not. What does Mim mean?
Man or something.
What does
it doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
The girls here is called Unicorn.
Okay. And what did the teams do?
Boys against girls.
What did they do? What did the teams do?
Well, they just write on a piece of paper. The other team made up a suit. This Dad.
Okay.
I just remembered.
Okay.
Next week, we're supposed to bring in food for our country.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, could you tell me about what's been going on this year, maybe a little bit?
Our secret food is the fruit whatever.
The fruit whatever?
That isn't our favorite. It's the famous one.
The
favorite one. It's not the favorite one. It's the famous one.
Is that like a mango
we're
or a
bringing,
papaya?
We're not bringing in our favorite one. No. A famous one. We're bringing in our favorite one.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about? Does anybody here understand?
We're bringing in our favorite food.
But what does it have to do with your country?
It represents what your country eats.
Is that right, Mark?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say that? Why didn't you say that?
The other team gets to taste it. Anyway.
Why didn't you say that we're bringing in the country, the
Look,
fruit that represents
our country?
What they're
really doing is doing an ice.
And I get the job of bringing in.
They're showing each other around the country.
I get
to bring in some pop.
Well, did you study Italy or Germany or anything?
No, they made up their own.
Mark, did you study any regular countries?
Yes.
Did you make up any of your own countries?
Yes.
One.
Whatever happened to your coin collection? Did you have to bring it back?
I did.
And did you show the whole thing to them?
Yeah.
The whole coin collection? Ross, did you ever show them your stamp collection?
No.
No one asked you to. I thought you had to make a collection. No? They let you off?
No.
Okay. Because I thought that was a part of your job description for this year.
Not.
You got off easy. Okay, can you tell me anything else that your country did, Mark? Can you tell me anything else about your country? What makes your country different?
Other than how you are.
There's only,
what's exciting about your country?
What are some exciting features?
I want to tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one who found all the coal.
The coal?
What?
The coal.
How did you find it?
He just thought of thinking it.
You were digging and you really found it, or you just find it in your mind?
In my mind.
Oh, I thought you really were digging and found
None
it.
None of this is for real.
Okay. And what part of the country was it in?
Well, it was in Maine.
It was in Maine. And did they get rich?
Come here, I'll tell you where it was.
Did they get rich?
What? Well, I know it was all over the place. Oh, it was in the hills.
It was in the hills, uh-huh.
But it was all over the stupid place.
Uh-huh.
The whole place is made of hell.
Uh-huh. And so it's just full of coal?
Oh, perfect.
That's fantastic.
Anyway.
Take some stupid pictures of the crummy
Well, now,
character.
Where is the camera? Can someone help me find the camera? It seems to be missing.
Can I take the picture?
Yeah. Mom, you want to take the picture?
Oh.
Mom's going to take the picture. Mom, you take it.
No, I want to take it.
But it's you should be in the picture. Okay, Daddy will be in.
No, I'm gonna take two.
Mark, get off.
Mark!
One, two, Mark. Three, Mark.
Ross, make sure it looks good.
Take it from right above. Take it from right above.
Make sure it looks good through your little pictures.
I need somebody to lift me. I think it's whole thing.
Okay. Come back over here where you can see a little bit more, I think.
No, then I can't.
You can see a little bit better from up here. No, did it make a noise? Put it. No, it didn't seem to make the right noise.
It turned yellow.
Oh, it doesn't have any film in it or something.
There was this like yellow light.
No film in it. Do we have any film?
Maybe.
Damn you motherfucker. I hit you in the hair.
Look what you did.
crack my neck. So funny. So funny. Beep, 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 beep.
Can you guys can play with this now because.
What about the film?
No film, we can't take pictures. But we made a good description of it, okay?
Hey, Mark, you should screw this table up as much as you can. Thank you.
Mark, have you finished showing skills? Mark, have you finished your stone?
That's awesome.
Leave that, man. Ooh! I'm reading all this.
I'm getting cold.
If anyone's fed their cat, yeah, you can turn on
the music. Is he whimpering? Well, let's go to sleep then.
Today is June 3rd, 1988, and let's see, Marquise and I are going down to the mall together. Okay, tell me about your whole deal. Tell me about the dress up. Okay, what was the whole?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, I forgot.
Yeah, okay, well, let's forget it then now. But I remember you said something about dress up day, but this was the coolest costume you ever wore.
Yeah,
that was. But it wasn't that... It's not really true, right?
Yeah, it was true. Oh. There was this blue shirt.
Yeah.
Under a different shirt.
Yeah? And how did it work?
Oh, I see.
Well, tell me what it all looked like.
It's like a blue shirt.
Uh-huh. And you wore it for your good looks day?
No.
When was your good looks day? When was your good looks day?
my gosh, they must have a car sale. Look, look at all the cars. Do you think they're all for sale?
Are they having a party or something? I think so. Maybe graduation, huh? Yeah, probably. In high school, what do you think? Who's having a party? They're not having the party. Yeah, maybe they're having that. It must be these people over here having the party. See, if there's the party, I can tell. See, because that one's all packed up, right? Oh, we can see it out back. You can see all the parties there. Yeah, out back in the house. Yeah, there's so many parties. They're having parties all over. What happens?
I'm lucky.
Why?
I'm lucky I can go to bed so late when all the other kids fall asleep earlier.
Oh yeah?
I have more time to do my, if I was in college right now or anything like that, then I would have more time. Like, I have two stacks of homework, he has two stacks of homework.
Okay.
Like say, it would take until like 10 o'clock to finish it.
Marky said in Hershey, they've got a statue. It's almost as big as that one of the lady with a candle in her hand. What's the name of the lady with a candle in her hand, Mark?
Lady Liberty.
Yeah, they call her Lady Liberty sometimes. And it's true that there's a huge statue made of chocolate there, right? Does it ever melt, Mark?
No.
It doesn't melt. Wow.
Oh, and,
even on the hottest days, huh?
When you go to Hershey, you get sick of chocolate. They give you, like, Ben,
mm-hmm.
He went to Hershey, he got a block of chocolate this big.
You get sick of it, yeah. Really sick. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
And this thing.
Make you totally sick. So do you want to go or not go?
And you can buy little animal chocolates.
You
can buy animal chocolates that are like this, as tall as you.
Really?
That you can buy animal chocolates to eat.
How much? Mark?
Probably a lot.
I'd
say about 20 bucks.
Yeah, really?
40 bucks.
200.
50.
Raw or with chocolate inside?
Chocolate inside.
200.
200?
Right.
What's your problem, Ross? Okay, you guys gonna play soccer?
Can I go first?
Well, anyway.
Okay,
can
you go first.
Hershey?
Okay, I'm gonna help mommy with her dinner. Yeah?
We'll
go to Hershey if you wanna go to Hershey.
Yeah, for how many days?
A couple days.
Yeah.
Marky was trying to punch a hole into the peanut butter jar thing. And mom said, don't do that, Mark. Don't do it that way. And Mark kept on trying to punch his little fork through the aluminum seal on the top. And he said, well, it's one way to air it out. And I said, you mean to get the air out of it? And he said, yes, that's what I mean. Mark, is that the same thing? To air it out and to get the air out of it, is that the same thing?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Do you, Ross, really?
Yeah.
Would you say... Okay,
it could mean to get the smell out, but it could also mean to get the air out.
I never use it that way, and I don't know any other adult that would use it that way. If the adults use it one way and the kids use it another way, which one is right?
The kids' way.
Probably both.
Really?
Sometimes.
Oh.
Usually. I mean, adults are putting down kids.
kids have a lot of sense, and they sometimes have better ideas about language to get a little more from that order. Not real hot, but just a little more.
I think it was soap.
It was used soap?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a good idea. Where did you use the soap?
Shoved it into it.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. That's not used soap. It's just a warm water. I think now.
Yes.
I don't think you're supposed to use soap on it.
Five. Jello?
Jello.
That's a nice instrument. I like cellos. What's your favorite so far?
Cello.
Cello.
Wait, of all instruments?
Yes.
Drum.
Drum. But they're all nice, aren't they? They're all fun. That's what music is for, isn't it?
Putting away the forks and knives, so I should have put the knives in the different drawers. That hardly ever did they run out. Which ones never ran out?
The little forks. Oh no, it did. Hardly ever. Wait, which ones didn't run out?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the knives and the big forks.
Don't run out.
This is. Where do you, how do you do that?
Very interesting. Stereo and remote. And I don't know what all that means. Stereo?
Stereo?
Stereo, stereo. I think I'm going not to do this. Ryan. I don't see anything here. Ask Daddy how this goes. Take it up and tell him to put it on record for us, okay?
Thank you. Dad. Dad.